What if your emotions weren't holding you back, but pointing you towards the you that's been waiting to rise? Underneath the old beliefs, emotional wounds, and people-pleasing, you know there's more. More joy, more peace, more of you ready to rise. It's time to step into and claim your penthouse potential. Welcome to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, your transformational coach, corporate wellness facilitator, and nervous system regulator. Let's rise.
Yes, let's rise and stop being stuck, but rise to the penthouse suite. See, I am Sandy Bird. I am the host here on Emotional Elevator on Inspired Choices Network. Who am I? Wow. I'm a transformational coach, a wellness facilitator, and a nervous system regulator, but you already heard that. And what does all that mean? What all that means is that I've walked the walk and talked the talk, and now I'm ready to help you learn how to regulate your nervous system and transform your life, no matter what you're going through. Because I have transformed my life through things like people pleasing, and I'm recovering, emotional eater in recovery. I do substance use disorders training, coach of that, coaching with conflict resolution and nonviolent communication, transformational coach in grief, transformational coach in finding your second wind in life or your second life when you become an empty nester, or maybe you've gone through a divorce and now you're in the second phase, the second divorce. Maybe you're over 50 and decided to recreate who you really are. See, that's what I help people do. Recently, I had someone call me a Costco of coaching, and I'm accepting that because as I continue to work with clients who I'm very grateful for, I continue to rise myself more to the penthouse suite as we're rising them to the penthouse suite. And as there are topics that come up, I learn about it and I get certified in it. So let's dive into the show because this is a good one for me. And it's all about built to last nervous system lifestyle shift. See, last week I changed the show because I went through something and I thought it was great to talk about. But this week is built to last nervous system lifestyle shift. Do you feel calm one day, overwhelmed the next? Want to make peace and balance your normal, not the exception? Ready to turn nervous system care into a way of life? In this episode of Emotional Elevator, I will dive into built to last daily nervous system lifestyle shifts. I'll teach you how to move beyond quick fixes and start creating daily habits that support long-term calm, clarity, and emotional strength. I will share simple strategies to make your everyday routine so you don't feel better today. You will build resistance that lasts a lifetime. This isn't just a temporary relief. It's all about lasting transformation. Tune in and start living a life that is built to last. So what does that mean? Do you really wake up some days and you're still feeling overwhelmed and anxiety from the day before? Do you go to bed sometimes going, gosh, I wish I could sleep, but I can't get this out of my head? That's what we're here tonight to talk about. It doesn't mean that this is the definite, once you start living these daily routines, this is never going to happen again. That's not necessarily true, but you can build up resilience to it because I am all about being an expert on how to build up that resilience and do daily routines every day to help you get a good night's sleep. Wake up the next day, and if something is sitting in your head or you had a dream and you don't want to carry it through the day, which I don't think you should, how to start your day in that state of mind, where as anything comes at you, you can handle it. Doesn't mean it's going to be perfect. Doesn't mean every day is going to be sunshines, unicorns, and rainbows. It does mean when that late to work, I talk about this a lot, or the accident happens in front of you, that you are regulated and you're able to be calm instead of anxiety. See, I can tell you personal stories about many of my clients who their anxiety has been reduced by more than I mean, I've got one who's reduced her anxiety 75%, one who measures it at 65%. I'm still working with someone to get theirs above 55%. But when they came to me, everyday anxiety was a part of their life. And now because of the daily routines that they have come up with, it's not me giving you your daily routines. It's what works for you. They have learned how it's decreased their anxiety. And there are so many daily routines you can do for yourself. But here's the thing. You've got to commit to it. 21 days of committing to something creates a habit. And that's what this is about. See, this didn't just come to me one day and I was cured from emotional eating and anxiety and people pleasing. No, I've been working on it for years, but every day it's easier and easier and easier because I do daily routines. I do nightly routines, but my nightly routines are not exactly like everybody's. Because there's some routines that I've been given to do at night or that I've proposed for myself to do, but I do it differently. Because if I'm rested, I don't want to journal so much at night where I'm wide awake now. So I sometimes journal throughout the day or write something down that maybe was something that created this nervous system dysregulation in my body that I need to step into and figure out about. So what are some of my clients in my daily routines? So I tried that 4 a.m. club, get up at 4 a.m., you're so productive, everything. That's not for me, but I tried it. But I realized it's not for me because why? Sometimes I'm a night owl. I spent most of my years as a night owl, working the later shifts. So me sometimes going to bed and saying, oh, I got to wake up in 2 hours for 4 a.m., it didn't work for me. But I do a morning routine that's 2 hours before I leave my house. Sometimes maybe a half an hour of that is getting ready, but it's being intentional when I get ready. And you can do this too. And a lot of my clients used to be the ones that jumped out of bed, brushed their teeth, ran out the house, was late. And now they can give you a testimonial if you wanted it, that they are getting up earlier, becoming more relaxed, riding to work, and having these non-anxiety days. And if they become late, they don't feel that panic within them that, oh my gosh, I'm going to be late. It's more like, you know what? This just happens. And this is so rewarding to hear from them. So I'm going to give you some of my techniques. And one of them is before you ever put your feet on the floor, and all my clients do this, and everyone I've ever taught a self-class to, I do laughter yoga with in the morning. I mean, I do laughter yoga with. They all incorporate this. Before you take and put your feet on the floor, okay, I do understand sometimes we wake up out of a dead sleep and we've got to run to the restroom. There's a difference there. But I always tell people, before you put your feet on the floor, name one thing you're grateful for and then do whatever breath is comfortable for you. See, sometimes in the morning for me, depending on how I'm feeling, I might do a box breath, which is 4, inhale, 4, hold, 4, exhale, 4, hold out. I might do a 6 count in, a 4 hold, and an 8 count out of the mouth. I just recently learned 6 in and then a quick pushing out 8 count. So I have many different, I could sit here for the next half an hour and give you breathing techniques, but there's been many, many breathing techniques that I've learned. And it's whatever works for you. So I always suggest find something you're grateful for every morning before you get out of bed. Some people I know say a prayer. Thank you, God, for waking me up this morning. Be grateful for that. Or sometimes I wake up and I have a lily in my bedroom and it's always blooming. And that's, I've got many peace lilies throughout my house, but the one in my bedroom is always blooming. I'm always looking at it going, thank you, God. Because I'm at peace. And that's why my peace lily is blooming. I also am fortunate enough to have skylights over my bed. So some mornings I wake up and I'm very grateful for the sun. But I do a Kundalini Kira before I get out of bed. I do some mantras in the morning. And that's usually about 15 minutes before I get out of bed. So I'm already in a relaxed mindset. But one of the things that a couple of my clients do is they just do journaling, whatever comes to mind. They do dream recaps. I do that too sometimes, where if a dream is really, I'm still want to go back to sleep because this dream is so intense, I write about it. And then whatever is supposed to come forward for me will come forward. What am I supposed to learn about that dream? What is the takeaway from that dream? And I've got a client who, was it 3 weeks ago, reached out to me and said, oh my gosh, I had this most intense dream. I got up, I journaled about it, and this is what it meant. What do you think? And I was like, it's not what I think. It's your dream. It's what it meant to you. And it was so, excuse me, spot on. And a lot of times, some people like to journal something that maybe they're still bringing into the next day. Why do we continue to bring it into the next day? So that's a big thing. And it's if you're feeling something, if something's not feeling right in your body, journal around it or have a conversation around it. Wow. My right hip today is kind of feeling, what am I feeling? Asking yourself, how is it making me feel? Sometimes when you journal around that or ask yourself, and those people who don't want to journal, I understand. It took me a while for me to journal. But when you are doing that, asking yourself, feeling through it, just have the conversation with yourself. I, at one point, used to tape in the morning. I would just tape so I could hear the different tones in my voice if I was talking about a dream. And that really was clarity to me as well, that I could have a conversation within myself and even tape it and hear the highs and lows of my pitch. And I still have a client that's how they prefer it in the morning. They'll walk around, here's mine, walk around with this and just tape what they're feeling, what they're hearing, what they're sensing, because sometimes they can clue into how they were feeling in that moment. And morning routines can be a lot of things. It can be you talking through a dream. It can be you how you want to set your intentions for the day. I know I've mentioned this already. Who do I want to be today? How do I want to represent myself? How do I want to feel? And what one thing, if I accomplish today, will make me proud of myself. Sometimes that right there, my clients say, is one of the most rewarding things, especially for a mom that's a client of mine. When she says, if I can just go today without having frustrations with my child, a teenage child. And not have it. Or I have that same client will say to me, today I want to be an intentional listener. I want to be able to hear what my teenager is saying to me. I want to be able to feel what my teenager is feeling. And I want to be able to understand my teenager. That will make me proud. For them to even say that, because I don't know how many of you out there have had teenagers and that constant battle. But even with that, doing that, not every day, she didn't say that every day, but doing every once in a while, change the relationship with her own child. So it's some of the questions you can ask yourself every day, and I've heard it on many big podcasts and many things, is how do I want to show up? Who do I want to be? How do I want to feel today? How many of us say, I want to feel anxiety today? I want to feel stressed. But if you can set the tone for your day, make a lot of things better. I want to feel confident within myself. And if I have moments of confidence, I'll be proud of myself. Moments doesn't mean a full day of confidence, a full day of rainbows and unicorns. It means just sometimes moments. And if you pick one thing, can definitely increase your vibrations within your body, and it can regulate our nervous system. And our nervous system is what carries us through the day. So it is time for our first break. If you ever want to reach out to me, I am Sandy Bird. If you're not watching me or you didn't come on Inspired Choices Network, but if you ever do, come over here, get in the chat room. We can have a discussion. I am Sandy with two E's and Bird with a Y, BYRD. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, TikTok, YouTube. You can even reach out to me. I'm sandybird.com. That's who I am. I'm authentic, so I want to be Sandy Bird Coaching. You can email me at sandy@sandybird.com. So let's get to our first break.
Are you living a life of psychological trauma or suffering from an addiction? Are you ready to learn new techniques to elevate your emotions without sustaining or obtaining them from substances that are not good for your mind or body? Then continue to tune into Emotional Elevator with trauma, addiction, life, and spiritual coach, Sandy Bird, where you will learn techniques to elevate your emotions that don't require a magic pill, food, or impulsive behavior. Listen to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific, on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to sandy@emotionalelevator.com. Now, back to the program.
Welcome back. If you're enjoying my show, please give us a 5-star review on iTunes. Search Emotional Elevator. I will be very grateful, and this will assist in getting the information out to those that need it. And if you know anybody that needs it, share this with them. So I've been talking all about daily routines to help your nervous system last. Not just how to reset it for the moment, but how to do daily routines to help your nervous system. And what I talked about in the beginning was wait before you put your feet on the ground. Think of one thing you're grateful for. Do maybe a breath work exercise. And then I also talked about, I'm not part of the 4 a.m. club, but I do get up 2 hours before I leave. Half an hour of that, sometimes I'm getting ready, but I'm also having talks with myself. But somatic journaling, asking yourself if you're feeling something, why am I feeling this? If you had a great dream, write it down. There might be a message in it for you. And this can help you start regulating your nervous system even before you start the day. And other routines that some of my clients do in the morning, sometimes I don't, is sometimes I like to sit and meditate and whatever comes forward. I don't really sit on the floor and meditate early in the morning unless I'm going to a yoga class. Like I say, I do a Kundalini Kira before I get out of the bed. And that's part of my meditation. But it depends on how I'm feeling in the morning. It can be a dance party for 10 minutes. Maybe I just need to laugh it out for 10 minutes. But some mornings I get in the shower and I just have a nice conversation with myself. And I brought up the questions I like to ask myself. Who do I want to be or how do I want to show up? How do I want to feel today? And what one thing, if I accomplished, would make me proud? And it can be a momentary thing. But sometimes I get in the shower and I have a conversation with myself. And I just bring things forward and enjoy it. But another thing to do in the shower, for those of you like me who like that cold, after you've washed, if you've washed up and you come up with, I'm going to wash the stress right off of me, or whatever you do, there's routines I come up with people where before they, when they get in the shower, they're washing off what negative feelings they're feeling. Oops, I'm sorry, I just hit my mic. And then they just wash it all off and then they do a circle of protection. I'm going to protect this positive energy for myself. But then at the end of a shower, I usually turn it on to cold and I was standing there for a minute, done it up to 5 minutes all the way on cold. And that can reset your nervous system and it can get you with that jolt, kind of like a jolt of lightning in your body, energy. But another thing I like to do in the morning is spend time with myself when I brush my teeth, just looking at myself, loving who I am, loving the person I've become. And then sometimes after, if I'm, you know, maybe putting on a little lipstick or putting on my face regimen, I have a conversation with myself. I'm going to be calm today. I'm going to invite anything in that is meant for me to receive today. And having those conversations already starts me in a very positive way. Because if I can have the conversation with myself on how I want to be in the day, I want to be calm. I want to be a great listener. I want to see what might come forward for me. And then I also, every day, do three things I'm grateful for. But there's so many things. And during the day, I do a grounding exercise. If I ever feel like I've gotten, I usually do this every day, where I, five things I see, four things I feel, three things I hear, and two things I smell. So think about that. If you could do that during the day to ground yourself, just think how much calm your nervous system would be. And that's five things you see, four things you feel, three things you hear, and two things you smell. And then you can touch my PQ reps that I say I do during the day. Now, I've had a lot of clients with great nightly routines, better than the morning routines. I have clients that journal at night. Particularly sometimes if I've had a long day, like I have been working or with clients or had a meeting or did a networking or spoke at a group or did laughter yoga. When I get home, I sometimes don't want to sit down and journal. If I'm driving back in the car, I don't put on any music, anything. And I ask myself, what did I do well today? What could I have done better? And what am I learning about myself? And I'll do that in the car. So when I come home, I can literally wash my face. And even when I'm washing my face at night, and one of my clients, she does that at night, where she just talks to herself. Today was a great day. I'm going to wash the stress right off my face. One of my male clients, before he goes to bed, he makes sure he reads something devotional. He writes down something he was grateful for in the day. And that helps to regulate that nervous system, because what you're also doing when you say that at night is you're letting go that day. You're not carrying it on to the next day. And if there is something, and this is another thing that I teach a lot of my clients, and I stopped having to do it, but every once in a while it comes back to me, is I always tell them to keep a piece of paper, not their phone, but a piece of paper and a pen, and one of those little like book lights next to their bed. And anytime they wake up in the middle of the night with a thought or something that really gets them going, write it down. Tell yourself, I want to sleep and I'll revisit that in the morning. That was probably, out of all my techniques, that's been a game changer for me and for my clients that never slept through the night. As moms, sometimes we have that worry and everything as wives. But teaching my clients or helping them to develop that strategy to put a piece of paper, like I said, not your phone, and a pen, a pencil, a little teeny book light so you're not really shining on a lot of light, and just say, I'm thinking about my bill I need to pay. Whatever it is, I want to sleep right now. I deserve to sleep right now. Not write that down, but I deserve to sleep right now. I will revisit you in the morning. That's why I wrote you down. One of my clients who used to only get 4 hours of sleep now gets a good 6 to 8. And she doesn't have to do that anymore. She just wakes up in the night and she goes, I know you'll revisit me in the morning. So I value my sleep and I'm going to sleep now. That was a game changer for her. But like I said, 5 years ago, that was a game changer for me because I value my sleep. I'm just doing little techniques, and that also helped regulate so you're not already having the anxiety building up in your body for your day during the night, because then you're waking up anxious already. So when you convince your brain just to shut up, your mind, your brain, shut up. That's a big technique. And there's many techniques out there that you can try. And I only named a few of probably 20 different techniques that my clients have come forward and said, I do this or I do that. Things in the shower, dancing every day, singing every day, laughing every day for 5 minutes, doing somatic journaling, breathing, different breathing techniques, breathing exercise, grounding techniques. I developed that 3 P's. Promote powerful positivity with a penny, a pencil, and a post-it. That's something I developed for myself, and I took it into corporate, and a lot of people still reach out to me and tell me they do those exercises to this day. Or someone will reach out to me and say, well, I decided to start doing this. What do you think? No, it's how does it make you feel? So like I said, if you ever want to reach out to me, I am Sandy, SandeeByrd.com. We can get on a conversation call. That's always free. Sandy Byrd, social media, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. But I want us to work on elevating you to the penthouse suite. Are you stuck and want to be elevated? Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Emotional Elevator Show. Sandy returns Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, start elevating your emotions and stop riding the emotional elevator that is stopping you from living the life you deserve.